It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
And after further ado, a Wednesday installment of...
Not necessarily the news.
We might make it to
that off.
We might make it to the new year. I'm not sure. Limping along as usual. It is not necessarily the news, where we successfully always bring the audio, the visual, the virtual to your world.
Let's start right out. Hey,
successfully, what happened? Successfully. Streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Join the group that has formed and assembled. You know what to do in the comments. Yes, yesterday, late in the show, got word and passed it on, unfortunately, very unfortunately, that Raul Malo, the highly acclaimed, accomplished lead singer frontman of the, they won all sorts of awards, but Grammy, certainly, the Mavericks, passing away yesterday. Statement released in a social media post, actually by his wife, passing away at the age of 60. 18-month battle with a very aggressive form of cancer, too. It affects the brain and the spinal cord there. So they had, as we mentioned last Saturday at the Ryman, a tribute concert for him. And he was slated to attend, but then was unable to and ultimately passed away after the weekend. But that's, I guess it'd be a tenor voice of his. I don't know. It's hard to... There are some fans of the Mavericks that are as passionate about the Mavericks and have been since they launched in 1989.
That's right. We're looking at you, Brenda D.
Yeah, there you go right there. But all across the genre world, Raul Malo passing away way too young at the age of 60. We will dive a little deeper into his origin story and the Mavericks coming up in the flashback at 7:30.
So Jessica Simpson hot on the hunt for her next Mr. Wonderful. And if we've learned anything by now, the place to find him would be reality television. She wants to be the next Bachelorette. Did you hear about this? Yeah. Apparently she's over the gigolo types.
Whoa.
She wants to be romanced. Thinks a return to television would be fab because you want someone to help your career when you're looking for a mate in life. And, is... like all of us, hitting up the Kardashian clan for tips on how to make this happen. With three children at home, she also wants to have fun. Because, again, being a mom, it's all about the fun and doing what you want. And if you happen to remember a show called Newlyweds, you may know this is probably not the best idea. You also may need a mammogram.
It worked for her once, and it gave her a career. Maybe you could give her a revitalization. This actually might be smart, though, for The Bachelor. They've never really had a celebrity, have they?
I don't know.
Congratulations, Jessica. Dolly Parton says Hard Candy Christmas is not a Christmas song. And
yeah,
we will further go into that tomorrow, probably in the flashback at 7:30. But Kenny Chesney says, when I got the news, I was shocked. To think we played to over 18 million people since 2001, he says, is mind-blowing for a kid from East Tennessee. That is off the news that Kenny Chesney was named the seventh most popular touring act this millennium.
Number seven!
Yeah, so we're a quarter away, you know, quarter way through whatever this 2000s run is.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, so those that track all of this stuff... More than 18 million tickets sold for Kenny Chesney on his tour because he switched up pretty early to the arena-only venues. So that certainly buoys this. These are tickets sold and played to people since 2001. The only other two country artists to make the top 25, Big Dog Daddy Toby Keith at 23.
Whoa.
And Luke Bryan at 20. So, you know, you take the good with the bad right there. But George Strait was not in there. He just hasn't played enough gigs since 2001.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, so, and the fact that Toby made it.
Congratulations.
Considering that he's been gone a while now.
Anyone care to guess who's number one?
Who's number one?
Oh, she gets married soon.
Congratulations, Al. Liam Neeson starring, striking terror in the hearts of many, but not Pam Anderson. Uh-uh. Blonde Bombshell's got a soft spot for him, says their affection is the real deal. after co-starring in the Naked Gun flick. This is what she has to say.
You know, I always was laughing when people thought, oh, that's a publicity stunt. I'm like, a publicity stunt? This is real. We have real feelings. Mm. And, yeah, it's just been an incredible experience to have that kind of friendship. And who knows?
Who knows?
It's just a lovely experience.
Do you think she'd let him cut her hair?
That'd be tough. That'd be tough right there. So they're real.
Yeah.
You know, actually, there's more than just a few that think that we're just doing this for publicity.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah. In fact, hear about that coming up at 7:47 on the way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, last weekend, it wasn't the NFL. It wasn't the
FIFA
World Cup draw that captivated tens of... No, there were actually thousands in attendance out there in Las Vegas for the Microsoft Excel 2025 World Championships. They do this. I think this is about the fifth one they've done. And what they do is Microsoft Excel World Championships. It's an esports competition. Participants race to solve complex spreadsheet challenges.
Oh.
And it's got a really banging theme song, too.
It's the Excel World Championship.
Yeah!
Who is going to win? It's the Excel World Championship.
This is amazing. Who's
going in the spreadsheet bin?
I mean, I'd run through a spreadsheet for that song. Anyway, congratulations. Even though three-time Microsoft Excel World Champion Andrew Nye competed and was in a, quote, flow state. Congratulations, conquering all. Dire Mood Early. That's your
dire
winner.
Dire Mood.
That's his name. Nailed it. Your winner of the 2025
it's the Excel
Microsoft World Championship.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he may be single.
I guarantee you my mom is Googling this right now and looking how to enter for next year. Go get them, Mom.
Good morning, Mrs. Buckner. So you remember that GameStop buyback where folks could bring anything in for store credits? Well, the biggest story was probably the $30,000 Pokemon card in Denton. But, of course, it can, saying, sit there, look cute, and hold my kitty. Someone brought in a taxidermied bobcat. This does not look like the healthiest feline to start with. Some other fun items included Air Jordans, non-alcoholic cider for employees, a creepy doll collection because you've just got to get that out of your house some way, a giant ball of lint, and because some are really in the Christmas spirit,
a little Jesus.
Oh, tiny Jesus. Oh, these guys are popping up everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We leave these for Jake Summers because, quite frankly, after... Talking to me over the lines on the weekend. He needs it. He needs all the help that he can get.
We mentioned yesterday Golden Globe nominees came out. DiCaprio, Tarantino, that movie, One Battle After Another. That was the big nominee. But they also snubbed, first of all, Wicked. That was just up for the crowd-pleasing award. Stranger Things, no nominations in its final year. And they added a podcast category this year at the Golden Globes. But they ignored everything that anybody had ever heard of, including the most listened to Joe Rogan Experience. That wasn't up for anything. Neither was The Cowgirl in the Closet. Congratulations. And then finally, scientists say a new study claims that the universe will end sooner than we thought.
Oh.
Yeah. How soon? They said roughly about six, seven months.
Oh.